Good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Primer Podcast. This morning, as we do every week, our hope is to fix our attention, our hearts, our minds upon the Lord as the people of God before we gather as the body of Christ. And so this morning, we're going to open God's Word. We're going to pray together, all with the aim of fixing our hearts and our minds upon Him. So today, I want to read for us from Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13, 14, it says this: He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. In Him, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. These two verses highlight such an incredible truth. This is the gospel. These verses remind us of the powerful work of Jesus in our lives. Before we knew Christ, we were trapped in darkness. We were bound by sin. We were bound by fear. We were bound by separation from God. But God, in His loving kindness, rescued us. Aren't you grateful for that? This rescuing wasn't just simply an improvement of our situation, but rather it was a complete transformation. He completely transferred us from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus. This means that the status of our citizenship, who we belong to, was changed once and for all. Our sins, once a barrier between us and God, have been completely removed. We're no longer defined by our past, but rather by the righteousness of Christ. That's what covers us. And this truth should give us an incredible reason to worship the Lord. Here at First Family, we often say that when we gather as the body of Christ, what we're doing is we're actually celebrating the gospel. And these two verses highlight what we should be celebrating. This is what celebration is all about. This truth about our identity should cause us, as redeemed, restored, as saved people, to spend all of our energy worshiping the one who has saved us, who has redeemed us, who has bought us, who has restored us. Being saved, being redeemed, isn't only about a future hope of eternity in the presence of God, but rather this is also our present reality. If you are in Christ, you are no longer under the control of sin. That means that we can live in the freedom of His grace, not someday in the future, but rather today. And so, what does this mean for us as followers of Christ today? It means that we don't have to live as if we're still in bondage. And I know, even for me personally, sometimes the enemy will try to remind me of my failures, or maybe that's true of you as well, but I want us to stand firm in the truth that we read in Colossians 1, that we are no longer in darkness. We are citizens of the kingdom of Christ. We walk in light, in freedom, and in the joy of full forgiveness. And so because of that, this morning, as we gather as the body of Christ, can we genuinely and truly rejoice and celebrate the gospel? Let me pray for us this morning. Father, I thank You for rescuing us, for redeeming us from darkness and bringing us into Your kingdom. Lord, I pray that we would live in the freedom of redemption, in the freedom that we have been covered and redeemed and restored, remembering and rejoicing that our sins are forgiven. God, I pray that our lives, even this morning as we gather as the body of Christ, that we would reflect the light of Your Son. Lord, would You meet with us as we gather as the church this morning? We love You and pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.